former hostage Terry Anderson is heading back to the United States tomorrow. Today in Wiesbaden, Germany, where Anderson has been undergoing medical tests, school children sang Christmas carols outside the hospital. The State Department says the number of Haitian boat people eligible to enter the U.S. has risen from 210 last week to over 700. There have been nearly 7,000 Haitians trying to get to the U.S. This is CNN Radio News.
It's 41 degrees in Detroit, partly cloudy skies. The WXYT Weather Watch forecast. A storm moves across Ohio tonight, but we only get a sprinkle or a flurry out of it. Good afternoon. I'm Hugh Carlson in the WXYT News Center. WXYT News Time 6:02. Auto analyst Arvid Jopi says General Motors will not be writing quite as much red ink in its next quarterly report.
Well, actually, average loss rounded for the past five quarters at General Motors has been a half a billion, and it will be less than that in the fourth quarter. At the fourth quarter, there is some general improvement in the General Motors picture.
Jopi says GM is continuing to cut costs by cutting back on its salaried workforce, and he predicts the company will also ask the UAW to open its three-year contract to negotiations on cost reductions. Michigan Democrats this afternoon submitting 278,000 petition signatures in an effort to get a tax shift plan on the ballot. It calls for exempting the first $30,000 of a home's market value from property taxes. But the plan would also eliminate some business tax breaks. State Chamber of Commerce President James Barrett says he expected today's action and will challenge it.
That's what's expected. We're prepared, of course, to challenge the validity of signatures.
A 15-member commission meets in Detroit this week to develop recommendations on how to keep weapons out of the schools. The commission grappling with the fact that many students are violence-prone and bring their guns right into the classroom. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers sponsoring candlelight vigils tonight across the state. WXYT's Mark Mead reports.
It's designated as a time for reflection and hope. The kickoff is at 7 tonight in Hart Plaza. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers commemorating those who have died at the hands of drunks behind the wheel. This coincides with MAD's holiday Tie One On campaign. Those red ribbons you see tied to car radio antennas, reminding partiers to pick a designated driver. Mark Mead, WXYT News.
A Detroit judge this week will hear arguments on what should be done with the old State Police Red Squad files. The files were kept from 1950 until 1974, when the surveillance was ruled unconstitutional. The state Senate this week will take up a bill which would tack on a $5 surcharge to all traffic tickets. The money would be used for stepped-up road patrols, additional training, and 911 emergency telephone service. WXYT News Time 6:04. Now checking traffic. Sam Thomas in the WXYT Traffic Center.
Well, Hugh, we have quite a delay now for folks heading down river along southbound I-75, the Fisher Freeway south of Schaefer. It's a multi-car accident with police. That is now onto the right shoulder, but nonetheless, we're backed up all the way across the Rouge River Bridge to about Livernois along the southbound Fisher Freeway. Heading out of town along northbound I-75, the Chrysler Freeway north of 14 Mile, an accident slows traffic there. This traffic update sponsored by Notable Quotables. You've read about it in Fortune or Cosmopolitan or seen it on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. It's Notable Quotables, America's hottest new board game. Notable Quotables, available at Toys R Us. Sam Thomas, WXYT Traffic Update.
With the WXYT Weather Watch for Birmingham, Garden City, and the greater Detroit area, here's meteorologist Roy Gallant.
The WXYT exclusive three-day weather watch for the Detroit area calls for some cloudiness and rather chilly tonight. There'll be nothing more than a sprinkle or flurry, the low 30. During the day Tuesday, we'll have a mixture of sun and clouds. The breeze will be chilly at times, the high 45. Tuesday night, mostly clear and chilly, low 32. And then on Wednesday, sunshine, a few clouds, and a high near 45. To recap, some cloudiness and chilly tonight with a sprinkle or flurry, the low near 30. I'm meteorologist Roy Gallant with the WXYT Nonstop Weather Watch.
Currently, it's 41 degrees in Detroit, 39 degrees at our studios in Southfield. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closing down 14 points at 2,871, volume 170 million shares. WXYT News Time 6:06. News Talk Radio continues with Small Talk. Sports commentary with WXYT's Russ Small next.
I can help you while your team at this window.
Let's go, guys.
Watch the skates, eh?
Welcome to Standard Federal. Very smart uniforms.
Listen, we heard Standard Federal Bank's the best checking team around. Who says?
Yeah, we show you.
Where's the ice?
Drop the puck.
Well, Standard Federal does offer many ways to earn free checking, like a low minimum balance of just $250.
Okay, blue, what a save!
We think so. By the way, that's a lovely mask you're wearing.
Thanks. But when we're not looking, you stick us for big check-writing charges, right?
Yeah! High-sticking, Rep! High-sticking!
Not us. But if you dip below your minimum with some other banks, it's, in your vernacular, a major penalty. Just $3 at Standard Federal. And if you switch now, we'll even buy back your unused checks from your present bank.
We're with First of Moose Jaw.
No problem.
All right, guys, sign up. We just been traded.
Switch to Standard Federal Bank, the best checking team in town.
Can I get my checks with pictures of little moose on them?
I'm Hal Moss for Russ Small with Small Talk, brought to you by Budweiser. Beechwood aged for that clean, crisp taste. For all you do, this bud's for you.